Hello, my name is Albena Spasova and I'm the president of the International Cyber Investigation Training Academy. I will talk to you today about some of the malware challenges, but before getting into details about malware and the challenges it poses, I would like to go back in the 60s. And this is an advertising from the 60s, which says that there would be one day when our life will be very easy because we will not go to traditional shops. We would be able to shop online. And we know that this is true nowadays because whenever we want to get a new device or a book, we can go on a variety of platforms and shop online. This is another advertisement from the 60s, which also says that our life will be very easy because and secure because computer will guard it. And this is partially true. Yes, our life is easier. Computers are part of our daily life. They are in our cars. We all use computers in our businesses, but this doesn't make our life safer because the bad guys are also taking advantages of the new technologies and committing crime with them. And this is another article from the 60s which says that there will be one day when criminals will not commit traditional crime, but they will be committed so-called computer crime. And those people who will commit these types of criminal activities, they will have some specialized knowledge. And on this picture, you can see that the bad guy is running with information in his hand and a law enforcement officer chasing him. And this is the first time when it was mentioned that there will be one day when we will have special police units when law enforcement will be investigating cyber criminals. This is a picture about Web 1.0, and this is the so-called first great on the internet. This is the time when we were able to read and write on the internet. We couldn't exchange video files, we couldn't exchange voice, we could only read and write. And this is the time when, unfortunately, the first viruses was created. The first virus was created in Pakistan, and it was called Brain. Two brothers were working on developing some special code protecting authors' rights, and they created a virus. And that virus was distributed not through networks but through floppy disks. And if we can make a comparison between that virus, which was created in the 80s, with the nowadays cyber weapons, for example, Stuxnet, the similarity between them is the way of distribution. If Brain was distributed by using floppy disks, Stuxnet is distributed through a USB stick. And that is so because those secure SCADA systems, they're not created, they're not connected into a network. Unfortunately, with Web 1.0, we could see the first viruses distributed, the first hacking attacks. But what was different those during those times is the fact that the hacking attacks were done for fun. Those guys who were doing the hacking attacks, they wanted to be in the first line of the newspapers and be popular. Nowadays, unfortunately, the attacks are done for different reasons, and one of those reasons is for financial gain. Web 2.0, that's the internet, interactive part of the internet. That's what we all like. Those are the social media. Web 2.0 gives us opportunity for watching our favorite TV show when we are on travel, sending flowers to a person we love for the birthday, and doing a lot of fun stuff. But unfortunately, those opportunities are used also for the bad guys. This is the time when the botnets appeared and zombie computers are remotely used to infect others with malware, or they're used for DDoS attacks, or they're used for dynamic phishing or for identity theft. And with Web 3.0, what we see is a collision between the real world and the virtual worlds. We live in a world of applications and use virtual worlds in our daily life. If we can make different categories of the crime which we see nowadays, the first category will be crimes committed for financial game. Whatever tools the bad guys are using, even freely downloaded from the internet or old techniques, they do that with one purpose only: financial loss. And these are pictures from the FBI website for some individuals who are have committed crime with losses over $30 million. Why they do it? They do it for money. This picture is taken in a city known as Hackerville, where the bad guys were committing crime on different online platforms or credit card fraud. And this picture was taken in 2006, and you can see that the cars which the bad guys were using were pretty good for that time. Why they do it? They do it for one reason only: for money. And not only for money, they do it for lots of money. Another category of crimes are those crimes which are committed with the purpose to protest. We are all familiar with the activities of the Anonymous, because from the time when Julian Assange was arrested, the founder of WikiLeaks, we started to see more and more DDoS attacks committed by different groups of the Anonymous. The initial attacks were against services such as PayPal and American Express, who restricted the access of Julian Assange to the financial resources within their platforms. So the Anonymous started to protest against those actions of the financial institutions, and they started to commit DDoS attacks. The DDoS attack tactics are very old and known in the hackers' world, but they became extremely popular nowadays with all the actions of the Anonymous. Today, one group of the Anonymous will protest against the corporation, tomorrow against the institution which is not treating the animals' rights, or against the corporation, or against the government. We can see a variety of attacks on a daily basis. Why they do it? Because they don't agree with the policy of a corporation or a government. The third categories of crimes are the crimes committed with the use of cyber weapons. And one of the most known cyber weapons in the past is Stuxnet. If in the past we were conducting wars by using traditional weapons like this, what you can see in the pictures below, nowadays we are using malware, which is created with the purpose to remotely control a variety of computers. And very well known cyber weapons are Stuxnet and Dooku and Gauss. If we can make a comparison between the brain, which is the first virus created, and Stuxnet, that is between the way they were distributed. Both brain was distributed with the use of a floppy disk and Stuxnet with the use of a USB stick. Why I made this introduction, it is to show to you that criminal enterprises, terrorist groups are using the opportunities which internet is giving to us in order to compromise our critical information infrastructures or our financial systems or cheat us as end users. The purpose of this presentation today is to examine some of the biggest threats on computer security. So we will be talking today about vulnerabilities in operating systems, how the bad guys are developing exploits to take advantage of the vulnerabilities in operating system before a patch is released by the vendor. And we will also be talking about encryption and steganography. You will hear about what is malware and what are the different types of malware, viruses, worms, logic bombs, advanced malware, Trojan horses and others. You will hear about the basic concepts about computer security and everything about the botnets, how botnets are constructed, who is constructing a botnet, and what botnets are used for: DDoS attack, identity theft, dynamic phishing, and distribution of spyware. Then we will talk about the different phases of a computer attack. What are the steps that the bad guys are taking in order to build up a network intrusion attack? And how computer vulnerabilities are exploited to do that? How encryption and steganography are used to hide data? How web page phishing incorporates the attack methods covered in this presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. You're a great audience today.